back to another hour of conversation about your health and well-being here as Dr. Ken Kronhaus opens up his mind and his heart, because a lot of times, even though he it sounds almost like a little double entendre, I'm trying to be cute because he's a cardiologist. I'm not trying to be cute necessarily, although I'm told that I have been known to be cute on occasions, Ken, here and there. The cuteness comes when you call us at 888-553-7536, and Dr. Ken has sort of a plan A, if you will, the first step toward fixing some of the problems that are bothering you. If you've been to see, plan A is probably not calling Dr. Ken. Although maybe you've got this question about something's going on, you want to know what direction to go in, so Ken will tell you, go to see this person, look up that information, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so maybe we are the first step, and then you go from there, and you can call back for, as some people have done this morning, for a renewed consultation, if you will. 888-553-7536. We're also here to discuss the things that are in the medical news reports this week in the journals. A lot of questions from people on email, Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken. show.com or Doug at DougStefan.com. The story this week about doctors like you, Ken Kronhaus, who are in their own practice, who are fighting to keep hospitals from buying you out. Somebody comes to you with a multi-million dollar offer to buy your practice so they can add it to the locus of the local big hospital chain. What do you say?
Unfortunately, this is a reality. Doctors are trading their independence, Doug, for a steady paycheck from hospitals. This is a national trend. It has wide implications, not only for doctors, but also for patients' pocketbooks. Often, patients don't realize their physician has become a hospital employee until they get their bill. These often will be higher because hospitals, Doug, they can negotiate higher reimbursement rates with insurers. Today, amazingly, 39% of doctors nationwide are on their own, down from 57% who are independent just in the year 2000. Doctors cite the cost of running a practice as the main reason, but as hospitals acquire doctors, they're inserting themselves into the doctor-patient relationship, and the costs appear to be going up. And another concern is that employed physicians will only refer to similarly employed physicians, that is, the hospital's network, which could restrict patient choice further. You know, let me give you my own opinion a little further. The employed doctor model works very well at a tertiary referral center like the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, a university hospital, where you're taking care of conditions that are tend to be rare, or you have state-of-the-art cutting-edge technology where you're doing research and you need the ability, the dollars that you can find in a big institution to push the medical knowledge further and do cutting-edge medical research or provide procedures and treatments that are just not available because these problems are so rare. And that's where the employed physician model does work. But to think that the routine care that is taken care of every day on the corner by primary care physicians or by people like myself who take care of all of the usual problems that people have that specialists see and don't have to refer out only a very small fraction of their practice to these big tertiary hospitals. But most of the care does occur locally. And to think that getting the hospital in between that intimate patient-doctor relationship is going to make things better, I wanted somebody to explain that to me.
Wow. Well, that's it. They don't have an explanation for it. The only thing we saw this week is how much, and this is by people on both sides having to acknowledge, and I say both sides, I mean political sides, having to acknowledge that the costs for so-called Obamacare are far greater than was the prediction. Some say as high as 40 to 45% higher. And one wonders now, okay, this goes back to, and this is not a political program, even though Ken and I have strong feelings certainly about this, you now realize, most of you, how much more it's costing to get insurance, to get care, even you go to the veterinarian, because there are taxes on the equipment that are used, the same sort of equipment that's used for humans used for dogs. Bills are going up there. Cost of medicine going up there. It's everywhere. Did everyone need to be covered, or do we need to offer the opportunity so that people can get better health care? Yes. Was this the solution? No.
Well, I have heard people mention, and it was actually published in a piece in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago, that this was a pretty well thought out plan. It's almost Machiavellian, where they who wrote this bill actually gave hospitals higher reimbursements for doing the same procedures, outpatient procedures, as one could do in the office. So now there's an incentive to let the hospitals take over, and then the doctors can't be on their own. There goes the small businesses, and here you have hospitals in control, and then the government can just control all the doctors so much more easily because they're collectively together.
Wow, what an amazing reality, isn't it? 888-553-7536. The feds have decided that young women, no matter what their age, now should be eligible to get the morning after pill. I wondered when I saw this, not about the political side of this, Ken, but is there an age in which young women, it used to be you get a prescription if you were 16 and younger, and now this district judge says that the feds have to, they tell you, you must make this available. If you're making it available for this person at this age, you make it available for this person at this age. Is there a danger of a young woman taking these morning after pills at too early an age that it'll do something to their bodies?
Well, there is some caution. And originally, when they passed this, the head of Health and Human Services gave out the order that if you were under age 17, you would need a prescription for a physician. So part of it was the safety issue that you're describing, and this judge apparently just overruled her. I understand that the Obama administration is considering taking some action and challenging this, but it's kind of interesting. In New York City, to get a Tylenol, a 12-year-old girl has to get her parents' permission. A 12-year-old girl can't get a 32-ounce soda, but she can get this morning after pill.
It's probably not. I shouldn't laugh about it, but isn't there a lot? There's so many absurdities.
It's totally absurd. And to take the parent totally out of that one, yeah. but she can't get a 32-ounce serving of soda.
Yeah, you can get a gun, but you can't get a soda, and it's just, okay, I'm going to go off the deep end here in a moment. 888-553-7536. Actually, Dick has called from North Carolina and just wants you to explain what Tecasen is, T-E-C-A-S-E-N. Is it good or bad? I guess we start with what it is.
I think what he's saying is Tecasen. Is Dick there?
No, he didn't really want to go on the air. Dick, what are we talking about? Name that drug, will you please?
Tecasen.
Tecasen.
Right. This is a medicine that's used by the heart doctors alone. It's what we call an antiarrhythmic pill. It's used for atrial fibrillation when the upper part of the heart starts to beat like a bag of worms. It's not usually given first line, and it's interesting. It's one of these rare medicines that only certain doctors are allowed to prescribe. I had to take a test for this medicine alone to be allowed to prescribe it. It's a unique medication. The key with this medication is following it up, making sure that there's something that we measure on your EKG is normal. If you get low potassium, low calcium, there's an interval on the EKG. It's called your, and I don't want to get too nomenclature-y backdoor here, but your QT corrected interval. If you do stay on this, you need to get a CBC every 3 months, and you should get an EKG probably, every 3 months also, just to make sure everything's okay.
All right.
Dick, have you been advised to take this?
I've been taking it for 5 years. I also have a pacemaker, so my
how often
my rhythm
do you get your CBC? How often do they check your blood?
Probably about every 6 months.
How often do you get an EKG?
Well, the I'm almost getting a continual EKG by virtue of monitoring the pacemaker.
Not really. What you need checked, you're not really going to get out of the pacemaker.
Okay. Well, my normal checkup, my normal cardiologist checkup is every 6 months.
Okay. Well, just make sure that they do a good 12-lead EKG at least every 6 months.
Right. I know, and I think you probably already answered my principal question, which is why some of the cardiologists don't prescribe it.
Only because they don't have experience with it, and also you need to get special permission from the drug company. You have to take a little quiz to get permission, and that's the FDA put a unique hurdle on this drug that only allows certain physicians to prescribe it. It was a unique approval because they were so concerned about this so-called QT interval getting too long. And if it does, it can cause dangerous, life-threatening abnormal rhythm problems.
All right. There's some good conversation about something a lot of people may want to know about. I've often talked about my experience with my father. I actually have, although you and I have never really talked about it, I have these little heartbeats that seem irregular at times. And you, as you are so thorough, my God, you want to have your heart thoroughly laid out on a slab. Go see Dr. Ken at his, and I say this not being facetious, because Ken is my doctor, and I'm happy to get on a plane and go to Orlando because he's that good. A lot of people hear these conversations with us over the weekend, and they think, man, you know what, I ought to go down there and have him check me out. It's a nice ride to Orlando, and it's a wonderful town where he is, a great facility. So if you want to have Dr. Ken give you a workup, then you ought to call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, C-A-R-D-I-O. I confuse that every once in a while with cardiol, about which we will talk a great deal in depth later on in this program, later on in this hour. Right now, though, let's spend a little bit of time talking about those teeth. They have been a problem for a lot of people. I often thought when I looked at people who had really ugly teeth when I was a kid that it would make them sick. And I don't know whether that's really true, although some of the things, there's a difference between not brushing your teeth and not using mouthwash and not keeping your mouth clean. And what that does as you, that stuff that's on your teeth gets into your gums and causes all kinds of problems. Gums are very important to your overall general health. There's no question about that. But if you want to whiten your teeth, other than just brushing with some of these toothpastes that have sand in them, if you imagine anything worse than that, I guess what's worse is to have a bleach on your teeth. Now comes Power Swabs, which Ken likes because it's a whitening system that was created by a colleague of his that's a dentist. Dentists are doctors too, right?
Absolutely. Every day we sit here, Doug, we talk about health, feeling good. It's a top priority, but looking healthy is just as important. And there's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of those ugly looking stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, and we all use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent. It removes stains from your teeth, but it works in just 5 minutes. Power Swabs, it was developed by a real dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes and your teeth are whiter in just 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs, it works on natural teeth as well as bonding veneers, caps, and crowns.
A pain-free solution to fixing the cleanliness and the whiteness of your teeth. 800-865-7602. Call that number now. Save 50%. Mention Dr. Ken. It's risk-free. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll free from anywhere in America. I'll answer all your healthcare questions. I've been in medicine a long time. Very few things I haven't seen at least once. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, an intern and resident at Duke University, and then I finished training in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco. And I would love to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Train medical scientists, train internists, train cardiologists, and I'd love to help you with any problems you have yourself, your spouse, the kids, your friends, your parents, your grandparents, head to toe. I take the gentlest, the kindest, easiest way to do it, but all of it's evidence-based from traditional medicine. We even take the best evidence-based from alternative medicine. Consider myself a blended physician, and I'd like to help you get to the next step. Let me give you out the toll-free number. No bills, little waiting time. You get right through on a toll-free number. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. That's 1-888-553-7536. I just want to mention, we were talking about Ticosin, which is an antiarrhythmic medication treated for atrial fibrillation. I just want to urge that last caller or anyone who's on this, every 3 months, you do need a 12-lead EKG. You do need your kidney function checked every 3 months. And occasionally along the way, make sure they check your potassium and magnesium, because as I like to say, I can't afford to lose a single listener.
888-553-7536 to connect with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things, going back to that discussion about fibrillations and stuff, George Bush, the father, had those, and whether or not it's brought him to the condition that he's in now, you got to wonder what complications come of that. My father, ultimately, who had the problems in his early 50s, went through most of his life, the next 40 years, taking various drugs that I guess no longer are much used. But if I had known then what I know now about magnesium, Ken, that would have been something I think that would have prolonged his life. Ultimately, taking a lot of these drugs, sticking up your blood, and sometimes if you have, his blood pressure was good most of his life, but as he got older, it got higher, and that got a complication, and got complicated, and the stroke ensued. And so that was the end of him. But there are a lot of different ways of looking at this. Magnesium certainly doesn't hurt when it comes, because that's all about helping the electrical components of your body work better, isn't it?
Well, magnesium does help to stabilize the electrical activity of the heart. And if you don't have kidney abnormalities and you clear things rather well, it's hard to hurt yourself with a little extra magnesium or potassium. But if you have kidney issues, yeah, you have to be very careful about about that. Today, fortunately, we have much better ways of treating atrial fibrillation than when your dad was had it, and we have much better ways of thinning the blood and much better ways of controlling the rhythm of the heart rate.
Yeah. If I'd have known you, he would have lasted longer, I think. Anyway, not much you can do about it now, but it certainly is a word to the wise. 888-553-7536. Interesting that the president next week is going to take what probably would be considered a political risk of formally proposing cuts to Medicare in the annual budget to demonstrate his willingness to compromise with the Republicans. How does that affect doctors like you who have many patients who are on Medicare?
Well, it's a little, let's talk about it after he presents it, because,
okay,
you know, let's just see what is actually there.
All right. Okay, good. That's fair enough. 888-553-7536. One of the things in the medical news this week, a very interesting thing about you if you are man. And by the way, when I saw this, I said, okay, men have a higher risk of coronary heart disease because of baldness, but we all know that women are suffering from baldness now as well. So this item would be information for both men and women, Ken.
Absolutely. This is out of the British Medical Journal. This week, Doug, male pattern baldness is linked to an increased risk of coronary heart disease, but only if it's on the top or crown of the head. Again, this was a male study, so maybe we need to do a female study. Fortunately, though, for all of us, Doug, this is good news for the guys, that a receding hairline is not linked to an increased risk of coronary heart disease. The men who had lost most of their hair were a third more likely to develop coronary heart disease. That's amazing, than those who retained a full head of hair. And the link between coronary heart disease and baldness depends on the severity of the baldness. So everyone's wondering, why is there this link? And when we come back, maybe we'll have time to talk about it.
All right, let's do that. 888-553-7536. Don't forget to avail yourself of the opportunity of Ken's knowledge with his weekly Good Day Health newsletter, which is published and sent out every Friday afternoon. All you have to do to get it is go to drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com, where it asks you, you see Dr. Ken's picture. If you want the newsletter, just put in your email, and you'll get it every week.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, I want you to take a pencil and paper, and here's what I want you to do. Once again, what is a major goal in your life? And then I want you to put down what is a minor goal in your life. Got it? Now what I want you to do is list the obstacles, and a blank sheet will not be acceptable. List the obstacles that are preventing you from achieving either this major goal or this minor goal. And then ask yourself, are these really true? Are these obstacles that are insurmountable? And then begin to plan these ways around these obstacles to make them work for you. Because you know what? An obstacle is when you put it there. That's why I forced you to do it. Get rid of those obstacles. Focus on the outcome. Focus on the achievement. Focus on the major and minor goals of your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The hour, 888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Later in the hour, we're going to talk to Dave McMahon for the latest info on why you should be using Cardiol. There was some news this week, as a matter of fact, Ken, I think, about the essence of using some sort of fish oil. And I think that we need omega-3 fatty acid story. We'll add that into our conversation with Dave McMahon. That's later on in this half hour. You can reach us at 888-55-DRKEN. We were talking a few minutes ago about a study that linked baldness to a higher risk of coronary heart disease. So what else do you have to add to that, Ken?
I just wanted to mention why there might be this link. And perhaps here's some of the answers. The classical coronary risk factors, Doug, such as age, high blood pressure, and smoking, might influence both conditions. And that's where the overlap is. But also baldness, it's been previously linked to insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and high blood pressure. And it's been suggested that male pattern baldness also has been linked to coronary heart disease through chronic inflammation or increased sensitivity to, you guessed it, testosterone.
Really? All right. Well, you got to have a little more testosterone. We have, thanks for that, our product PT9 helps people in that department. There was a study that came out this week suggesting a woman who lives here in our country has a 1 in 8 chance of being diagnosed with breast cancer. If you go back 40 years, the risk was 1 in 11. And I noticed that doctors were saying the increase, or the researchers saying, that the reason that the increase is, has happened is most likely due to longer life expectancy, as well as changes in reproductive patterns, long-term menopausal hormone use, increased obesity, and increased screening.
And increased smoking.
Smoking, yeah.
So all of the above.
All of those things, all of the
above. Increased ability to diagnose it.
Yeah. All right. This is just a word to the wise about smoking, especially, and having children later in life. I guess that's part of it as well.
Yes.
888-553-7536. Mike is in Caruthersville, Missouri, listening to Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey,
what do you need?
Yeah, I got a question for you, man. About a year ago, it started in on me, and I can't get any sleep at night for having to get up and go to the bathroom every 15 to 30 minutes.
Boy, you could do that commercial where the guy's looking for the bathroom everywhere.
Have we got a solution for you? Go ahead.
Okay. Mike, you know, this overactive bladder, it is a real problem, as you describe it. It's just this urge to go to the bathroom too often at the wrong places and actually have to often go. And the key is that there's a lot of different reasons why you have this. And, again, you need a good detective to figure out why. And I'll throw out some of the causes, but you're going to need to probably work with a good urologist to figure this out. But there are some neurologic disorders that can do this. I doubt you have Parkinson's disease or stroke or multiple sclerosis. Just high urine production can do this if you take in a lot of fluids or you have poor kidney function or diabetes. There are some medications that cause rapid increase in urine production or require that you take a lot of fluids with them. This can be a reason. A bladder infection, a urinary tract infection, a kidney infection, all can result in an overactive bladder. Abnormalities in the bladder, such as tumor or bladder stones, can do it. There are factors that obstruct the bladder outflow, such as an enlarged prostate, very common cause, or even constipation, or even previous operations to treat other forms of incontinence. Also, excessive alcohol and caffeine can cause all the symptoms you're describing. My recommendation, Mike, if I didn't mention the one that's obvious to you, and with some lifestyle changes, you can adjust and take care of this problem, your next step is to get a good referral to a urologist.
Okay, well, we've got one about 25 miles from here. So.
Well, go see him and get it taken care of and look around.
One of those things I mentioned to you, I guarantee you, is the cause.
There you go, Mike. 888-553-7536. Macular degeneration, one of the leading causes of blindness if you're over 60. But there's a research paper I read about this week, Ken, suggesting that cholesterol-lowering eye drops could prevent the disease's progression and save the sight of those affected by it. I was with a friend of mine, Jay Honeycutt, had lunch with him had dinner with him this week in Florida. He's a fellow that used to run the space program, the shuttle. He lives in Cocoa Beach near our affiliate, WMEL, and he just had an operation on his cataracts. And so I always wonder about cataracts and wonder about macular degeneration. And when you think about cholesterol, you think about your heart. So how does cholesterol, maybe we should talk to Dave McMahon about this as well. What's that
story? The macular the age-related macular degeneration, it's a painless condition. It leads to gradual loss of the central vision of the eye. It actually occurs when blood fats build up behind the retina. So the theory is that the drugs used to treat hardening of the arteries may also help deal with the age-related macular degeneration, which is also caused by blood fats.
So I'm not being facetious when I suggest that it's something that you could use Cardiol for.
Wait. Cardiol is not meant to be dripped into your eye, though.
No, I did. I wasn't thinking about dripping in your eye, but just wondering if you take cholesterol-lowering items, if that helps the buildup.
Well, we'll have to ask Dave if he's going to formulate it into an eye drop.
Right. All right, next up, 888-553-7536, Tiffin, Ohio, WTTF, my old stomping grounds. Bob, you have a question for Dr. Ken. Let's go.
Yeah, I was just going to ask him. I was diagnosed with very low testosterone. I was asking him what I should do about it. I've talked to the doctor. I got an appointment on Monday.
Do you have any symptoms or signs of low testosterone? Let me first ask you if you're aware of any.
No.
So you don't see decrease muscle mass?
Well, I had back surgery a year and a half ago, and I noticed in my arms and legs there's like, just not as muscular as they used to be.
What made them check your testosterone? Were you complaining of fatigue or?
No, I had heard you guys talk about it on the radio, so I told my doctor I thought I ought to have mine checked.
Good idea. There you go.
And is it
low.
Is it real low or just
what's
a little
the number
low?
He gave you, Bob?
He didn't give me a number. I have to go to the doctor on Monday. They just called and said that it was low and they needed to see me.
Well, Bob, you know, this is a tricky thing. There was actually a study out this week that showed if the level is normal, but you're having if the level is abnormal and you're having no symptoms from it, maybe you should just watch it. And so I would tell you, doctor, make sure that the doctor's up to date on the most recent studies on this. And I think a lot of it depends on your symptoms, because it's a double-edged sword when you start giving this. It doesn't often, but it can lead to prostate problems. It can lead to circulation, to the heart problems when you supplement it. So it's a balancing act, and a lot of it depends on how much of the symptoms you have, which it sounds like you don't have any.
Well, like I say, I've seen my legs and arms. They're just not as muscular as they used to be.
All right, what about your ability to make love? What about your sexual
powers? None.
So fatigue, decreased sex drive, difficulty concentrating, even hot flashes, these are some of the symptoms.
I think you should go see the doctor, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Bob. Go see the doctor, see what comes out of it. You're welcome to call back again if you have more questions. Sherry is in Steele, North Dakota, next on the line for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I have been diagnosed with no cartilage on the inside part of my knee, and they've diagnosed two Tylenol 4 times a day, and that doesn't seem to be doing it, but he says I'm too young for a partial knee replacement.
Sherry, how come you have so much wear and tear? Did you play basketball?
I played basketball and volleyball and softball, and
right.
Now I drive truck. And
bless your heart.
Didn't have any trouble when I was walking around a lot, but now that I'm driving truck, it's really aggravating me, a lot of swelling.
We need to turn you into the $6 million woman soon with some new parts.
As long as I get the money that goes with the contract.
Yes. The glucosamine helps with mild issues. I don't think there's anything wrong with trying it. I would just have realistic expectations from it. You know, it's not going to help. It's not going to cure what you have. It may help it a little bit, but it sounds like to me that you're headed towards becoming the $6 million woman.
Okay.
Let me ask you, Sherry.
For pain management, other than the Tylenol.
Well, first of all, are you at ideal body weight?
No.
Your height's a little short for your weight.
Well, I'm about average, I guess. I write at 175 for 5'10".
Okay. What I would do is, you know, just make sure that. You know, if you have a few pounds, you said, how tall are you?
5'10".
5'10". So if you lost 10 pounds, you wouldn't be emaciated, would you?
No.
It sounds that way to me. So, you know, that definitely will help. Do you know any physical therapists?
Not really. I go to a chiropractor for my back.
Ask your chiropractor if he knows any really good physical therapists, and I would meet with one and see if they could help you at all here, and they may just be able to teach you how to use what you have more effectively with less pain. They're really some of the unsung heroes of medicine, these physical therapists. They're wonderful. And depending on how far along this is, they may be able to, you know, get you a bridge of time before you have some definitive therapy here. And I would try the glucosamine, but it's really going to do little. And in terms of the pain medicine, you know, that is something I think you're going to have to individualize and talk to the doctor about. Did they try you on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs?
I had one shot of cortisone in my knee, but he hasn't had me back for any
Right.
And
the problem
that
there,
didn't seem to help.
It didn't help. Yeah, and the problem there is no. You can't keep doing that. So it sounds to me like, you know, you may want to talk to an orthopedic surgeon.
Okay.
And does the truck you drive have a the ability for you to use cruise control?
Yep.
How often do you use that?
All the time, and I don't use my clutch unless I stop or go. It's my left knee, my clutch knee, so I don't use that any more than I have to. But yeah,
Sherry,
Sherry,
do you have a primary care doctor?
I don't. No. We kind of live in the sticks, so I just go to whoever I can get into. I do have a knee doctor that I've been to once. He looked at my X-rays and prescribed the Tylenol, and I haven't been back.
Okay. Let me suggest that you ask for a referral to what's called a rheumatologist, because they'll try without surgery to get this fixed, and the rheumatologists all know the best physical therapists around.
Mm.
Okay.
You know, the other thing that you might do, do you have a regular sort of route that you travel? Are you all around the country, and you can't necessarily predict where you're going to be a week from now?
No, I'm always in North Dakota, same days off every week.
Sherry, and there's one other specialist that might help you, and if you can't find a rheumatologist, would be a physical medicine and rehab doctor, PMR, Paul Mary Robert. These people also use therapy before you operate to see what they can do.
Well, you're not that far from the Mayo Clinic. You might want to take a day off, take a ride up there. What you think, Ken, of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be great.
All right, Sherry, best of luck to you. Take good care. 888-553-7536. Coming up, a conversation with Dave McMahon from Cardiol, the latest information on the serious problems that lead to heart disease if you don't take care of, among other things, your cholesterol level. That's coming up here on Good Day Weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th. And vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
All right, Dr. Ken, dementia in the news this week because of the number of people who are beginning to suffer from it.
Doug, out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, cancer and heart disease are bigger killers, but Alzheimer's is the most expensive malady in the United States, costing families and society a whopping almost $215 billion a year. The biggest cost of Alzheimer's and other types of dementia is not drugs or other medical treatments, but the care that's needed just to get mentally impaired people through their daily life. Dementia, it's among the most costly diseases to society.
Isn't that amazing? Easy, huh? Oh, wow. It just, it is more and more something you look at. It has food-related causes and that kind of stuff. All right, coming up, a lot of people are talking about natural remedies for cholesterol problems. We'll deal with that in just a moment on Good Day.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Now 53 past the hour. Good Day Weekend. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I've looked at a lot of natural remedies for cholesterol over the years, and the only one that I have seen that effectively lowers my cholesterol is the one I've been on for well over a year now. And if you're, as you listen to Dave McMahon and Dr. Ken have this conversation, you'll be in the back of your mind thinking, how do I get this free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower my risk of heart disease? Well, if you want to spend $8.95 for shipping and handling, that's all it costs, you'll find this a worthwhile effort by dialing 888-809-6424. You can go to cardiol.net/Ken as well. And there are lots of different ways to lower your cholesterol, but this is the one that Ken and I have found to be the most effective. So, Ken, you can introduce us to Dave, and let's get going here.
Doug, high cholesterol, it is a serious problem. It can lead to heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. And I've looked at many natural remedies over the years, and this is the only one I've seen that really lowers cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days. And we've got David McMahon on the phone. He's the founder of Solana Health. And I wanted to ask him about the beginnings of Cardiol.
Well, as we talked about before, Dr. Ken, when I turned 40, my cholesterol jumped about 50 points. High cholesterol runs in my family. I didn't want to take a statin drug due to all the side effects I'd heard about. So I was taking handfuls of natural supplements to try to get that cholesterol down. I found Cardiol in Italy, and they took all the best ingredients that have been clinically shown to work and put it into one pill. And my cholesterol dropped over 20% in about 45 days. And once I saw that, I got it registered with the FDA and brought it to the U.S. So we now have thousands of customers taking Cardiol, and they do typically see a 15 to 20% decrease in their cholesterol and their triglycerides in just about a month.
That's a great story. And these are the same kind of results that I've seen in my patients. Dave, I don't put all of my patients on cardio, but for those who have high cholesterol and don't have plaque in their arteries, I use cardio instead of the statins, and I've seen great results, and I haven't seen any side effects so far.
All right, so let's focus on what I have been doing for a year, what Ken is talking about, what Dave is talking about. I want to let you know you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. All you have to do is pay $8.95 in shipping and handling. That's it. No strings attached. Nothing else except the $8.95. This is just a deal that's too good to miss. Sign up and work for your better health. Cardiol.net/Ken, CARDIOL.net/KEN, or you can call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424 to sign up for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol.
So this is the part I like about when we talk about a treatment. Let's talk about the scientific basis of Cardiol. There was a good study published in the Mayo Clinic Journal using the key ingredients in Cardiol that showed a decrease in LDL, that's the bad cholesterol, of about 40%, and that is the basis of the formula, right, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. And the authors concluded that using red yeast rice and omega-3 in the right dose combined are as effective as lovastatin. And they also showed a 29% decrease in triglycerides, and they didn't have any muscle pain side effects reported.
And the other big reason I recommend Cardiol to my patients is the high level of quality control that you have. The listeners might know that red yeast rice that's available here has been tested for potency, and it's all over the place, 0 to 100 times what you want. So the key with Cardiol is that you're getting the exact dose that's been proven effective, and every lot is tested. Unfortunately, supplements made in America really don't have any testing required.
Yeah, that's true. And it's also been shown that about a third of the red yeast rice that you can buy off the shelves here is contaminated with citrin, which is a fungus that's dangerous for your kidneys. So, again, Cardiol is made in Italy, and by law it's tested for purity and potency. So we know that we're getting the right amounts of each of these key ingredients in every capsule. It's more like a pharmaceutical when you get your product from Europe. They're much more.
So you want to know how you get your free 30-day trial of Cardiol? Shipping and handling is all you pay. You go to Cardiol, CARDIOL.net/Ken, or you call 888-809-6424. There are no strings attached, no unwanted charges or shipments. Go to Cardiol.net/Ken. As for the free 30-day trial, or call 888-809-6424. Don't let...
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.